All right, everyone. Have a good Halloween and remember, be safe. That's the most important thing. Class dismissed. Hey, hang back a minute. Thanks. Did you get the package I left you? The one in your locker? It's a surprise. Don't open it until you get home, okay? There are instructions. Yes, instructions. That if you follow to the letter, means you will be rewarded. Oh, good boy. I fucking love when you talk like that. When you say you'll obey. Just squeeze it a little bit for me so I can see the outline. Just a little bit. Yeah, just reach down and squeeze it for me. Fuck you, it's perfect. Yeah, fatten it up for me. Just a little. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. Oh, I can feel it inside me already. Okay, go. Go, 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 go. Go to your locker. Follow your instructions. And you'll be able to show that to me again sooner than you think. Hey, girl. Hey. I'm so happy to see you. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to be bored to death at this party. Thank goodness you've arrived. So, what do you think? Thank you. I'm so happy with my costume. Yeah, it's exactly what I wanted. And honestly, girl, it fits like a glove. I feel like I've got the best costume at this party. Yeah, your costume designer is a fucking genius. I mean, I knew since you did cosplay and everything that you were the one to go to, but still, I'm amazed at how much I love it. And the hair and makeup, I just did myself. Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. Well, yeah, that's what I thought too, because I showed you the fan art this is based on, right? Yeah. That is how I've always seen the character, and then your designer basically just lifted it off the page. It's incredible. Yeah, she did. That's the best part. I had her make both versions of the costume I showed you. Okay, yeah, I'll send you pics. You'll love them. Just, you know, keep them to yourself. Can't have everyone here seeing their kid's teacher and her alterations. And honey, you look amazing. Oh, I know you. I know the only thing you want to do is blow people's minds. Show them that the librarian from school is a fucking Amazon. It's true. And Amazon, and way better company than anyone else at this fundraiser. Well, that husband of mine is off getting drunk with his golf buddies that turned out to be here. It's a fundraising gala for the school district I work for, and he's hitting the open bar like he's rushing a frat. He's barely even in costume. I know, it's gross, but it keeps him busy. Let's stroll around a little bit. Yeah, this place is amazing, isn't it? You can see why they converted it to a hotel when the owner of the estate died. It's perfectly large and spooky for a Halloween-themed gala. Yeah. Plenty of places to get lost in. Yep. I'm okay. I'm good. Just gonna... all right with you if I just wander around a bit on my own. Today was a bit hectic and I'd like to get a chance to get centred. Yeah. Just get a chance to focus on having a good time. Okay, great. Catch up with you in a bit. Thanks, babe. I see you obeyed. Where to be, when to get here, and what to wear. You followed my instructions to the letter. That's very good. That's very obedient. Following instructions like that with no idea what's at the other end. You had no idea you'd be attending a party tonight, did you? No, of course not. And if you didn't know you'd be attending a party, you certainly didn't think you'd be meeting the Countess. Hi. How do I look? Stunning and amazing. You spoil me. But don't give me all the credit. It's partly your handiwork. Sure. Look close, baby. Does this costume look familiar? This dress? These boots? This jewellery? This makeup and this hair? Look like anything anyone in this room might have drawn as fan art for his teacher of characters from her favourite book? That's right, baby. Every stitch, every line, every lace is based on the drawing you did for me of the Countess. I had it made special, just so I could show it to you today. Like this. In a place like this. You know my husband is downstairs, right? And the school board, and the faculty, and half the PTA with more to come, and you know what? I don't fucking care. Because I had to have you see me like this, in this setting. I had to have us together, the way they would be together. Look at me, honey. You made this real. You brought this character, our favourite character, to life. And I feel so fucking sexy. I could cry. And you look fucking incredible, baby. Fuck. You look just like him. Like exactly how I pictured the ward. Everything, baby. Everything. You're every fucking inch of him. Every fucking inch. God damn it, you're so fucking hard. Are you this hard for me, baby? Yeah, really? Dressed like this? Dressed up like this? For me? Dressed like the character that made her little student fucking come? Yeah. Because you know you're why I did it, baby. As soon as I saw those drawings, those perfect little drawings, I knew I had to become this for you. Become her for you. And that I had to have you become him for me. The ward. The Countess's stalwart, depraved little ward. The one who would do anything for her. The one who would be anything for her. I had to see you like this, dressed so fucking perfect. It's beautiful. Oh, God, look how it just clings to you. Fuck me, sweetheart. You're a vision. You're a vision, my little love. So perfect, so depraved, and so corruptible. Just like he is for her in the books. It's perfect, right? They're just like us. We're perfect to them. She lures him to her manor and warps his mind. And I lure you to a party and grope you while all the other grown-ups are downstairs. Fucking grope you while they all mingle. They drink and laugh and socialize while I have their prize boy up here. Fucking groping him and listening to his perfect little moans echo in this library. That's it, baby. Moan for me. Moan for me. Moan while I fucking grope you. My God, it's perfect. It's amazingly perfect. Come here. Even in this mask, you're the sexiest fucking thing I've ever seen. Do you know how many women watched you as you walked in? How many openly I fucked you in front of their friends and co-workers and husbands as you crossed the floor and headed for the stairs? This mask might have hidden your adorable face, but this costume did everything I wanted it to do for you. So many of those grown goddamn women thought of having another cocktail and risking it all to follow whoever was in the ward costume. None of them would know what this costume really means, though, would they? Only one for sure. Was one of the very boys they're raising money for. Yeah. He was making sure they went home properly fucked. There might be some good pussy down there, but I know what really makes his mind of yours tingle. Turn around. You know why I sent you to this part of the library, right? To this bookcase. Look directly in front of you. That's right, baby. It's our book. Our filthy little book right here in this hotel. I came here early and found it. To make sure it was here. Take it off the shelf. That's right, darling. There's a bookmark. I marked a page for you. Open it. Go ahead, baby, open it. There you go. See that? That bookmark? That picture on it? That's us. That's you and I, little ward. That's a still from a video we made. Look at you, between my legs, pounding your cum into me. Look at me, coming like a wild woman, completely devoted to you, completely changed and unrecognizable to anyone but you. Just like she is to him. After the page you're on right now. Read it, baby. Read it to me. As she walked, she changed, shifting before his very eyes, and he followed without looking away. He watched as the Countess changed from the woman who plucked him from the streets to something else. Watched as she kept changing into something more. Primal, more sinister, more irresistible. You remember all the drawings you made for me, right? The ward and the Countess. And the Countess after she's changed. I told you this costume is inspired by everything you drew, including the one when the Countess's gown has fallen away to almost nothing. If you like the costume this way, you're going to love how much of it comes off. She offered herself to the ward in front of her dark god. What did he do? Then that's what you have to do, little ward. Take me. Take me. Fucking take me. Yes, take my wet pussy right here while I'm bent over for you. Take it right now. Take me. Fuck. Yes, fuck. Take me. Take me with them downstairs. Take me with all of them downstairs. Take me right fucking here and with all of them just downstairs, baby. Oh, fuck me. With the whole town downstairs. Take me. Take me. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. So fucking good. Bent over, ass out, getting fucked in the moonlight like this. Oh, it's fucking perfect. Stripped down to look like some fucking sex goddess while the best of their best boys fucks me raw. Yeah. Their best teacher dressed like a slut and depraved and getting fucked like a maniac. Oh, God. It's so good. It's so fucking good. You go wild, baby. Go wild. Naked for me. Yeah, naked in the middle of a hotel fucking a grown woman. Go fucking wild. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yes. Fuck. It's just like I pictured. It's just like I fucking pictured. Oh my god, it's fucking better than I pictured. Because you're better than him. Oh my god, you're fucking better than him because you're real. You're real, you're real, you're real, you're real. I'm so fucking lucky and I love you so fucking much. Did you fuck me like this with no hesitation? Fuck, naked and surrounded by danger and you're still hard as steel fucking me. Fucking me while I'm bent over in a costume. I love you so fucking much. Yeah, you're just like him. You're better. You're bigger and you're stronger and you're better than you're better than him. You're better than all of them. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I don't care who he is. I don't care who he is. Me. Fuck me, baby. Just pull me back into you. Pull me back into you. You fucking using me. Using me like he used her. You're fucking using me like he used her. Pound it, baby. Pound it deep into me. Pound it deep into the middle of me. In the middle of this party and make me come. Wreck my pussy in public like this. It'll make me fucking come. Fuck. I can't take it. I'm gonna come on your dick with the whole town downstairs. I'm gonna come on your dick dressed like a whore. With the whole town fucking downstairs. It feels so good. It feels so fucking good to be fucked by you like this. My little angel. My own little ward. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck. What the fuck? Come here. I want to look at you like she did, right in the eyes. I want to see the moment Take off the mask, baby. Take off the mask and fuck me the way he does. Yeah, yeah, do take it off. Drive deep into me, baby. Yeah, make your little counters come again. Yeah, on my back, legs spread like this. Drive it into me deep. Drive it in now. Deep, fuck, yes. Oh, God, no. Fuck, it's so good. It's so good, baby. It's so good. It's so fucking intense. Yeah, you're better than all of them. You know that, right? You're better than every single one of them. Every single fucking one of them. My husband and anyone before him and any of those men downstairs and any of the others who didn't even bother to show up. You're better than every single one of them. And that's why you get me like this. That's why you get me like this, wide open and legs pulled back like this. Fuck. Legs pulled back just like this. You should get all of us like this. Every single one, baby. Fuck us all. I want to see it. I want to watch. Just like she does. Watching you come in me in the moonlight while looking in your eyes. I want to see it happen. I want to see it in your eyes. I want to see it in your face. I want to look in your eyes at the moment you come inside me. Yeah, yeah. You know what he does. You know what he does, right, baby? Huh? Yeah? What does he do? Yeah? Go ahead. That's right, baby. That's right. He loses control and he fucks her and he changes and he fucking loses control. That's what I want you to do. Lose control for me, baby. Lose control. Yeah. Scream. Scream. Yeah, I don't fucking care. Let them kick in that door to see you fucking desecrating me. Do it. Married woman, legs in the air, dressed like a slut, getting fucked by a teenager. Getting railed by one, getting destroyed by one, and coming so fucking hard on his dick, knowing their wives are next. Yeah. Do it, lose control. Lose control, baby. Do it, lose control, angel. Yeah, right here. No matter what happens, don't look away. Don't look away. I want to feel you. I want to feel every part of you shoot inside me. Every part of you. Every part of you while I look in your eyes. Do it. Do it. Give me the animal, baby. Lose control, you adorable little beast. Fucking lose control. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, baby. Oh, God. It's the animal. I'm coming apart. I'm fucking coming apart. That's it. That's it. Come. Come deep, deep. Don't look away. Stay right here. Right here with me, angel. Right here. Right here. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No! Fucking cut. Fuck. They're beautiful. You're fucking beautiful, baby. You're absolute fucking perfection. Baby, you were the last part of my costume. To complete the look I needed, a pussy full of your cum. Yeah. Husband and I rented a room here for the night. But what he doesn't know is that I rented another room a floor above. Here's the key to that room. You go there and then stay in the room. Stay out of sight. As soon as he's asleep, we fuck like beasts again. My perfect little ward. Surprise. Happy Halloween.